And as Closer Look continues now, you know, Jim, it seems like everything that's associated with the Atlanta streetcars had some challenges along the way.
Some, but that's not the entire picture.
Sure,
this summer the Georgia Department of Transportation threatened to shut it down over safety concerns. It's had its share of management issues, but they did say they've had more than 1 million riders.
And you know, that's a big deal. Now, the city says only 53% of those riders are actually paying to ride the Atlanta streetcar. And you know, it costs, what, a dollar, I think?
Wow, yeah. The city also says there could now be a solution. After a year-long delay, it launched a mobile app this week, so now you can buy tickets for the Atlanta streetcar using your smartphone.
And the city says this should help generate more money. It'll still be an honor system. It'll just be easier for folks to, you know, sort of do the right thing here.
We hope they do. WABE technology reporter Tasneem Shama spoke with the city of Atlanta's Deputy Chief Operating Officer William Johnson about this new app.
So how does this new mobile app work? Can you walk us through how people will ride the streetcar?
Well, this new mobile app was developed with a working relationship with Moovo, and we've been able to launch a mobile app. The app makes ticket purchasing easy and convenient. You can just download the app to your iPhone. You input your email address, and that becomes your login. And you can purchase tickets during this beta period right there on your mobile phone. We're asking users to help us by providing feedback on their experience in using the app during the first month or so. And in exchange for doing that, as you buy your ticket, you'll be eligible for a free upgrade to the next level. For example, if you buy a one-day ticket during this beta period, you'll actually receive a three-day pass.
What are your options for paying for the streetcar? And is this only limited to iPhones right now?
No. You can also do it on Android through Google. You can use credit, debit, or PayPal.
What if you only have cash and you want to ride the streetcar?
Then you have to go to one of the machines at four of the stops that are available for cash users only.
And so there's been a bit of a delay with the mobile app. I mean, Mayor Kasim Reed said last year that the streetcar was going to be free for all of 2015 to give developers time to build this new streetcar app. And then 2016 rolled around and there was no app, and it was scheduled to come out in March of this year. But now it's mid-December. What caused the delay with the mobile app?
Well, as we're developing an app, we want to make sure that not only is functional, but also that it's safe, that people's information and the security of the system is sound, so that there's no hacking or anything else like that might go on for users of the app.
So back in September of 2015, there was a company called Globe Sherpa, which is based in Portland, that was developing the app for the Atlanta streetcar. And city council at that time authorized a payment of $177,000. How is that money used, and who developed the app?
Well, one company was purchased by the other company. So Globe Sherpa is who we were working with. And while we were working with them, they were acquired by Moovo.
Could you talk a little bit about how streetcar ridership has been over the past year compared to last year? Are you seeing more people riding the streetcar?
Well, we've had over 1 million riders since the inception, and ridership right now is about what consistent with what our expectations have been. We do believe that as we continue to add more convenience and expand the streetcar system, we'll see its utilization increase.
With physical tickets, were you finding that people always paid to ride the streetcar, or did you find a lot of violations?
Well, we have onboard enforcement as part of our SOP in operating the streetcar. So there are APD officers who do spot checks to verify that riders have purchased tickets. And we find that about 53% of the time that tickets have been purchased.
And what does that mean exactly?
It means that, one, we don't get to check every rider. And there are some people who take advantage of that. I guess they take a chance to see if they're going to be checked. But we are spot checking with APD and enforcing ridership.
So what happens when a rider is found not to have paid for the streetcar?
Well, for one thing, with the app, we get faster turnaround and it's more convenient to purchase. So we anticipate that we'll see a higher percentage of users actually purchasing tickets. In terms of the enforcement mechanism, if they haven't paid, they're given an opportunity to pay and given a warning. Where we have repeat offenders, they may be issued a citation.
What do you see as like the advantages to having a streetcar mobile app?
The more convenient that we can make it to use the system, the more we anticipate people will feel comfortable using it. That's for one thing. And the other is that it's always better if we can increase the number of users that are using the system. We'll also be able to see real-time arrivals and departures.
Have you used the app?
Well, I've downloaded the app and played around with it. I'm planning to purchase a ticket and use it today.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
WABE's tech reporter, Tisneem Shamina. Let me ask you, Jim Burris, is this app more likely to make you pay to ride the streetcar?
If I was going to ride the streetcar, or if I had the opportunity to, I would buy a ticket, be it through the app, a kiosk, however you had to do it.
I have yet to ride the streetcar, but I will do it in 2017. Well, now, I don't know where I'm going, but I'll, you know.
Well, it's a pretty finite loop, so you won't have too many choices. It should be an easy one anyway.
All right, we'll go somewhere.